It's the holiday season, so I thought it would be a good idea to talk about what it's like being a Latina vegana during this time of year. Obviously, every Latinx person has a different experience, so I want to share a bit about what mine is, and if you're Hispanic or of a different ethnicity, you might also relate. Before I start, I do want to say that Spanish is my first language, and I learned to use the words Latina, Latino, Hispana, y Hispano to identify myself and other people in my community. I know some people prefer to use Latinx, which is a gender-neutral noun, and I respect that. However, Latinx is not a common practice in the Hispanic community, and I want to honor how I would normally speak to my family and in a way that feels authentic to me. So before we get started, thanks for tuning in for another week of All Things Plant-Based Podcast with me, Sandra Larga Espada. This podcast is for anyone who is curious or open to learning more about the plant-based lifestyle, and maybe some of you are considering going vegan or want to slowly eliminate some animal products from your day-to-day. My goal is to share bite-sized information to help you develop confidence to make whatever plant-based changes feel good to you. It took me 6 years of being vegetarian to finally take the leap of faith and go fully vegan. So having had this information right in front of me would have been super helpful and saved me a lot of time and research. So I hope that I can be that help to you. I am genuinely excited about this topic. I feel like not many people talk about what it's like being a Latino and eating plant-based. I have actually never met anyone from my culture who was raised vegan or vegetarian. Get this. A study done by Alliance for Science in January 2022 found that about 10% of Americans either identify as vegan or vegetarian. From those, only 3% are believed to be Hispanic. Again, only about 3% are Latinos. That's close to hardly anyone. So clearly, there aren't a lot of us out there. For me, growing up in a Latin American household, meat, eggs, and dairy were always at the center of our table, especially during the holiday season. I was raised eating meat and using animal products up until I was 18 years old. I am half Guatemalan, half Nicaraguan, and a first-generation American. Most of my childhood meals were made by my mom, who is Guatemalan. She stayed home, took care of us while my dad worked. During the holidays, we normally got together with my dad's side of the family. Our holiday gatherings were heavily Nicaraguan dishes, like vigoron, which is boiled cassava root with pork rinds topped with cabbage salad, gallo pinto, and tostones con queso fresco. One of my favorite childhood beverages is called cacao, which has milk blended with toasted whole cacao beans, rice, cinnamon, vanilla, and sugar. And oh my God, I need to make that vegan soon because I have not had that in years and it is delicious. I actually remember I decided to give up meat just before Thanksgiving. I had watched a factory farming video, and after that, I swore to myself I would never eat meat again, which I stuck to, hee hee. When I told my family I was giving up meat, my parents weren't nearly as shocked as my extended family. I was met with questions like, ¿Y qué es eso? What does vegan mean? You're gonna go hungry, and just a lot of concern. Mind you, this was 2009, so the words vegetarian or vegan weren't trending or nearly as cool as they are today. But fortunately, my mom was supportive and taught me how to make vegan consommé, which is vegetable bouillon, so that I could re recreate vegetarian versions of some of my favorite cultural dishes. Being vegana and Latina, it has always been really important that I uphold my cultural roots. I feel like the plant-based food narrative is dominantly from a white perspective. For instance, you often see vegan being promoted as drinking green juices, smoothies, or eating some type of salad bowl as a meal. Let me tell you, in my Latino household, vegan or not vegan, those options weren't ever a thought. And with my mom's help, I learned how to season tofu, black beans, and put ingredients together to give food that Latin flavor that I grew up with. When I first transitioned to plant-based, she was so awesome, and she would make veggie options, vegan dishes that I could eat at our family parties. And people did try it, but it was always kind of neglected to the side of the table. But I was happy because at least I had something to eat. I decided to go plant-based for animal ethical reasons, but then I quickly learned all the health benefits that come with it. Unfortunately, Hispanics, Blacks, and Native Americans are at the highest risk of being diagnosed with chronic illnesses. If you are Hispanic, chances are that you know someone who suffers from obesity, hypertension, high cholesterol, and diabetes, because these are chronic diseases that commonly affect our community. Approximately 44.8% of Latino adults are obese, and among Hispanic American women, 78.8% are overweight or obese. Yikes. So I felt like going plant-based was one way that I was taking action in favor of my health and limiting my chances of being diagnosed with this in the future. And I wanted to voice that statistics because I think we don't often also talk about how highly impacted the Hispanic community is with chronic illnesses and with health issues, and how much of a positive impact plant-based choices could have if we incorporated it more into our Latino lifestyle. Anyway, back to the holidays. This is a great time for plant-based exposure. So if you're just starting out eating vegetarian or vegan, but no one in your circle is, I highly encourage you to share some of your favorite cultural dishes at your holiday parties. If you don't know how to make them, you can now Google almost every recipe ever online. For example, tamales are a great holiday dish to make vegan. The meat and dairy fillings can easily be substituted with some other plant-based ingredient like vegetables or plant-based meat alternatives. In my experience, friends and family are always eager to try whatever vegan dish I'm eating. The best part is seeing their reaction and then hearing them say that they would have never guessed it was vegan in the first place. As an Hispana, I want to carry my family traditions throughout the rest of my life. I believe food is a way to help preserve culture and my connection to my roots. And although some might see that as a challenge when I no longer eat in the same way that my community was raised to eat, I personally think veganism isn't a rejection of cultural or culinary heritage. There is always space to create new traditions and evolve. I now happily get to eat in a way that still honors my Hispanic heritage, but it also, most importantly, aligns with my personal beliefs and what I feel comfortable eating every day. My last thought is this. I know food is at the intersection of economics, health, and cultural preservation. Access to healthy food is not always an option for low-income communities, which are majority people of immigrant backgrounds. But I do believe that with more awareness and education, Latino people can learn how to make affordable plant-based choices that are healthier and less processed and just overall better for your health. The fact is, vegetables and fruit are less expensive than most dairy, protein, and moderation foods. I actually researched this and pulled that from a study done by the USDA's Economic Research Service. The USDA is a huge proponent of the meat, eggs, and dairy industry, so they said it, not me. Overall, I hope my experience as a Latina vegana was insightful and maybe even relatable. I'm just really excited to see how veganism has become widespread and cuisines are starting to incorporate it into their menus. As someone who prefers to not cook, I know I'm not going to have a problem finding some delicious takeout option to bring to my holiday parties this year. I do have one announcement. I will be hosting a workshop for planning your first plant-based Thanksgiving. If you would like to sign up, I have a 20% discount code. It's all things PB20. One word in capital letters, all things PB20, and you'll get 20% off. It's on November 15 at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be a virtual event that you can access from the comfort of your couch or bed or wherever you are. I will put the link in the description of this episode, or you can also access it on my link tree in my Instagram, which is Sandra El Larga Espada. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be posting a new episode next week, either Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I guess today's Friday. So you just never know. It's kind of like a fun roulette, podcast roulette with me. But yeah, so tune in again. I will catch you then. Bye.